When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
You black guy with good credit.
Welcome to Two Black Guys with Good Credit, the show for the financially curious and the financially knowledgeable. We are back for a new season. Sean Linda, how are you, sir?
I'm good, brother. Spring is in the air. It was like 5:43, and I saw that we're still light outside. I'm like, wow, spring is upon us, bro.
I can't wait for the weather to catch up to what you're saying. Like, if it could warm up a little bit. But as you say, spring being in the air, it makes me think about spring cleaning and all the, you know, spring baseball, lots of things and change. And, you know, spring brings with it a lot of stuff.
It does. So, you know what? I think we should set it off in, like, you know, getting your financial health in check. You know, people love our top 10 things. Let's talk about, like, let's give them a top 10 of, like, good financial house cleaning for the upcoming spring of 2024.
All right, Sean. So I think it's a great idea. Springtime, definitely we got to get it cleaned up. So why don't you kick us off? What's the number 10 tip to get our financial spring house in order?
Number 10, review your budget. I mean, take a close look at your budget and make any necessary adjustments to ensure that your spending aligns with your financial goals. I mean, I'm always doing this throughout the year, but I think you should definitely review, you know, as, you know, inflation is hopefully behind us. And as, you know, prices are changing, you got to see if you need to spend more here. Maybe you can save more there. But it's always a good, healthy exercise to review your budget. You know, I'm still in Excel world, but it works for me. And you know what? I spoke to a couple of youngings, and they were like, they use Excel as well. So Excel ain't going anywhere. So I still review through Excel. People want to get rid of Excel. That bad boy Excel is not going to damn place. So I still go through my Excel spreadsheet that I've had since 2001 and make sure that, you know, I'm spending where I need to spend. Cause, you know, like, you know, let me not get ahead. We got a show to go. Cause I was just going to give away another one. So let's go to number 9, Matt. What's number
9? All right, Grandpa, with your Excel sheet, let's move on to number 9. The number 9 tip to get your financial spring cleaning in order is check your credit report. You know, two black guys with good credit. This is a major point that we are always hammering home, but if we're going to do some spring cleaning and you want to get that house in order, you definitely should check your credit report. Review where you are. You know, if there's any errors or discrepancies, is your number higher or lower than you had anticipated? Are you seeing any drastic changes? And if you're looking to do something in this year or in the coming months, if you have financial goals, you definitely want to be aware, or purchase goals, you want to be aware of where your credit is standing. So definitely check your credit.
I would agree. And as we're even talking right now, I'm looking at my credit score. And not to brag, you know what I'm saying? Like, my Experience score is 819, Equifax is 838, and TransUnion is 823. Fire! But, you know, I think you should look at all three and compare to make sure everything is aligned. And there's so many ways to get your score for free nowadays, from your credit card. Experian allows you to get it free, and check TransUnion, Equifax. There's there's no excuse why you shouldn't be on top of your credit score. I always say if you're finding out your credit score when you're about to make a big purchase like a house or apply for a loan or something like that, then you're really behind the game. You need to be checking it ahead of time to make sure that everything is in order.
All right. Well, why don't you give us tip number eight?
Number eight, organize your financial documents. Gather and organize important financial documents such as your tax return, investment statements, and insurance policies. You know, I'm constantly, like this time of the year is the most dreaded year. I have to get things in order for my accountant, but it's a good time. It's a good check, you know, getting all your tax return papers in. Try to do it as quickly as possible. Beat the rush. Your investment statements to see, like I just had a meeting with my investment advisor to make sure that I'm aligned and I have my money diverse in the right way, my investments in the right way as I get older. And then also making sure that my insurance policy is a good way to save money too, because sometimes you may be overpaying and you could still, if you have time, shop around insurance policies, see if you can do better. So this is like, get all your financial documents in order, which is different from your budgeting and your credit report.
Not to make it any more difficult than it needs to be. It's a simple tip, but Sean, are you a paper document organizer, or do you digitally like copy, like you keep this on your computer, or are you both, or how do you organize your stuff?
It depends. Like my insurance things, I actually get them to still send them to me as a hard copy, just as a reminder, so I don't forget to pay it. But then, like, you know, Con Ed bills, I get them. Those are sent to me in Verizon online. So certain things I'll get still mailed to me just as a reminder, because it's not a frequent monthly bill. And then some things I will have just electronically.
Got it.
But it still goes back into my old bad boy. Go back to number 10 into my Excel spreadsheet.
All right. Well, let's move on to tip number 7 in our top 10 list. Financial spring cleaning, people. Number 7 is evaluate your subscriptions. This is something that I think we all like. Oh, I mean, God, some of us absolutely may recognize or realize it. Maybe some of us don't. But these are the kind of things that accumulate and you forget and you don't even realize. You might not even be using the subscriptions. You might not, or memberships, or just things that you've accumulated that you may or may not be using. You need to assess all your recurring subscriptions and cancel if you're not using them. You want to free up that extra cash. If it's a big number, a little number, whatever it is, if you're not using it, you don't want to just be flushing it, because your money is your money. Isn't that right, Sean Linden?
As much as I think I'm on top of things, I have so many unnecessary subscriptions. Like I have I'm a New York Times subscriber. I have audiobooks. I have these different health subscriptions. And, you know, I'm a quick something I'll see online and I'll get an ad for it. And I'm like, yeah, this can help me. And I subscribe to it. And before you know it, I have these amounted subscriptions, and half of them I don't even use. So yes, that's why I didn't want to jump ahead, because I think it's very important to evaluate subscriptions. And even if you think you're going to do something down the road, if you're not using it if you haven't used it within 30 to 60 days, then cancel it until you really do need it again.
All right. Well, before we take a quick break, why don't you give them tip number 6, Sean?
Number 6. And I'm constant. This should be a moving, ongoing target, but set your financial goals. Establish clear financial goals for the upcoming months and years to help guide your savings and spending decisions. I mean, this is always a moving target for me, but just having a goal, like every month I'm trying to hit, because I, you know, everybody knows I'm self-employed. So every month, as far as my business, I'm trying to hit a certain financial goal. And a financial goal may come in terms of revenue, but it may come in terms of expenses too, finding a way to cut back on expenses to still meet that income, net income goal. So I think you should always set near and far financial goals, short term and long term.
So to dig in a little bit further on that, give us your own personal. Are you monthly, quarterly, yearly, and then 5 years? Like, what kind of, do you have it broken up into segments like that, or what do you, how do you break yours up?
Well, business 101 for Sean and how I do things is I try to put everything on my credit card. And it's a couple of them, like American Express and a couple, and on a Visa for the most part, on my go-to cards. And then once I know that number, I'm fighting to pay that number, that card off in full every month. And the difference, the extra I have, is what I consider my savings. But on that card, it has everything. Like if I go out to eat, if I pay my cell phone, I pay my electricity bills, I, you know, if I'm going to the grocery store, everything's on that card. So my thing is, if I can make more and above that number on my credit card, then I'm actually saving every month. Plus, I still have my regular contributions that are coming in. So every month, it's a battle to pay off that card. And that's the fight I'm in every month. And that's what keeps me motivated and going. It makes me work that extra hour longer, because I'm trying to hit that target every month and not carry a balance. Have I won every month and not had to carry a balance? No, but I win 9.9 out of the 10 times. The ones that I don't, then I do, I know I'll try to forecast it ahead of time. This is why it's good to have financial goals, and I'll do a zero interest transfer on the credit card if I need to. And that's my emergency fund.
What about you? So that's your month to month, or your kind of your short term. What about like 5 year or 3 year? Like, do you have like those longer term?
Yeah. And it's that setting my, forget it, set it and forget it. So I have weekly contributions that come directly out of my account towards my retirement. And that's my set it and forget it. And so that even if I'm not, even if some months is a hard month, I didn't really save from my regular cash flow, I know I'm still saving because every week I have to meet that monthly deduction that comes out of my checking account. And so that's kind of my savings right there. And as I get older now, I'm starting to think about, you know, how I'm going to distribute it to myself. And my goal is actually not even to use it, hopefully, and just pass that on to my kids for the next generation. I'm hoping I don't have to tap into my retirement and I can just pass that monies on in a perfect world.
Great stuff. Well, people, this is the spring cleaning special. We're giving you the top 10 things you need for your financial spring cleaning to get your house in order. We are at number 6, but before we move on to number 5, we're going to take a quick commercial break, pay some bills. So keep it locked, and we'll be right back with more Two Black Guys with Good Credit, the spring cleaning edition. Black
guys. This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Welcome back to Two Black Guys with Good Credit, the show for the financially curious and the financially knowledgeable. This is our spring cleaning edition, folks. We're giving you the top 10 things to get your financial spring cleaning house in order. And we are at number 5. Let me recap. So far, number 10 was for you to review your budget. Number 9 is to check your credit report. Number 8 is organize your financial documents. Number 7, evaluate your subscriptions. Don't be holding on to subscriptions you're not using. Number 6, set financial goals. So those 5 are on point. So now we're at tip number 5, and that is to trim unnecessary expenses, which is very similar to the evaluate subscriptions or in the same family, but look at all your expenses. Identify areas where you can cut back and save money, such as if it's eating out less or reducing entertainment costs, if it's evaluating your subscriptions, just kind of like really looking at all the places you're spending. And if you're really trying to reach some savings goals, sometimes you gotta make some tough decisions and go without or, you know, cut some things out. Sean, what you have any thoughts on the trim unnecessary expenses?
Absolutely. And you can always trim the fat. There's always room. And I call that opportunities. You know, cutting expenses are opportunities because it gives you an opportunity to do something else with that money, even if, as far as savings, allocate it into an investment. So trimming the fat actually helps, gives you growth. And I think there's always opportunities to trim the fat if you look hard enough.
All right. Well, let me pass it to you for number four.
And I just mentioned this earlier, and it's automatic savings. Set up automatic transfers to your savings account to make savings easy and ensure you're consistently putting money aside. And that's going into retirement. Like, you know, this is something I did at a later age in life, but I always wish I did it in my early 20s because I'd have probably triple the amount of money I have saved now. So it's the old rule of set it and forget it.
Just so in what ways? For like your paycheck, having
your paycheck, your savings into your retirement, max out your retirement plan. You know, and I always learned a lesson. If you don't, you won't lose what you haven't never had. So if you're those people that are starting a new job, rolling into a new job, if you start that job from your first paycheck, be like, give me the full deductions towards my retirement, you'll live within that money that your new job is providing you. You know, so I always say, you know, automatic savings is something I didn't do as much as I should have done when I was young, but it's a great tool in which to save. Set it and forget it.
All right. Well, let me take us to tip number three in our top 10 financial spring cleaning tips, and that's to review your investments. A lot of this, it's in the same family. It's kind of reviewing, it's evaluating, it's checking. It's really like going up and down all of your financials. And, you know, you want to review your investments, evaluate your investment portfolio to ensure it's aligning with your risk tolerance and financial objectives. Consider rebalancing if necessary. You know, you just want to keep an eyeball on everything. At least, you know, in springtime, do a check-in. If you're not watching it every month, every week, you do want to keep an eyeball on your investments at some point.
Yep. I honestly, you need to, like I said earlier, once again, I sent you a hint. I try to meet with my financial advisor, and I do have a financial advisor for those that are like, why does Sean have a financial advisor? Because you can't manage everything. And sometimes it's good to get the professional. My financial advisor is very on top of the market. He knows what's going on. And, you know, and then I can worry about being the entrepreneur that I really love to be. So I would say, you know, meet with your financial advisor at least twice a year, you know, just to make sure your investments are doing the things they're supposed to be doing. Where are we at now? Number two, Matt? We're already at number two?
Yep, we are.
Wow, this has been a fun show, man. It's good to have you back, bro. Number two, create an emergency fund. If you don't really have one, start building an emergency fund to cover unexpected expenses and financial setbacks. And I don't think you should be over-obsessed with an emergency fund.
Oh, but let me just interrupt you real quick. Is an emergency like if you got an unexpected hot date and you need to take, you know, somebody out? Or what?
You've been married for a long time. I call that the player fund. you don't know about that one. That's called the player fund. That's called let's get it on fun. You understand? This is a PG show, Matt. Don't let me go there, bro.
My bad. I didn't mean to interrupt you. Go on. You're talking about real emergencies, I assume.
Yeah, real emergencies. And I always say, like, as you get older and you get smarter and wiser, the best way, and the rich do it, is like you want to make sure that how you can really protect yourself from exposure is making sure that you're covered insurance wise. You have health coverage, you have car insurance, you have life insurance, you have home insurance. Her insurance is almost like acting like your emergency savior. Like, you know, I went home to Canada about a month ago and I parked my car in Elizabeth, New Jersey. And I came back to find my car like almost up on the sidewalk, hit from behind. And it was just good to have insurance. You know, wow. I had insurance. So, you know, I wasn't found at fault.
Let's pause on that. I know we got a script here. We're going that. But so your car was it parked on the street and someone just hit it?
Yeah. See, I was saving money. See, I figured out when I fly out into Newark, I found out, I looked around, I found out where I can park my car, especially if I'm going for 4 days, where it's free. So I just would park there and then just take an Uber to Newark. So in all, it would cost me like $10 in an Uber one way, $20 round trip and free parking. So I was like, oh, this is great. I'm in Elizabeth, New Jersey, which is right by Newark Airport. And I'm like, what could go wrong? Well, it went wrong. Even the Uber driver looked at me like, wow, I feel sorry for you. When I got to my car, there was a car smashed up and my car like hit. And so it hit so hard, it was kind of one of my tires was up on the curb.
Wow.
But, you know, so I called insurance right away with the police there. And the police were basically saying that, yes, we heard of this accident. We're going to add you to the accident report. Obviously, they found me at no fault. And it was $18,000 worth of damages. And, you know, I was insured. I didn't have to go into an emergency fund to cover this. So I think, you know, to me, once again, your emergency fund to make sure that you're covered insurance-wise. Insurance is there to protect you and not like overprotecting, but just making sure that you're covered if anything were to happen. And if you are covered if anything to happen, to me, in my world, I don't think a bill that would hit me for more than maybe $10,000, $20,000 at the most. I need to save for some kind of catastrophic emergency that could happen. But for the most part, you know, your money, your emergency fund could be somewhat your savings and, you know, and just keeping something there if you need to access money really quickly. But I wouldn't be over obsessed with it as long as I'd more focus on to make sure I'm covered insurance wise.
So just a question out of curiosity, if we scroll back to item number 5 on our top 10 list of spring clean, financial spring cleaning, which is trim unnecessary expenses. Looking back, would you have paid for the parking or you just still would make the same decision? Because
life is a game for me. To me, it's a challenge. I'm like, okay, I figured out a way that works. And it was in a residential area. So what I, you know, it's a good question. You know, I know the Sean Linda, like, well, I had insurance, so everything worked out. And I probably would stick the same thing.
Okay.
to be quite honest with you, because it's like, now what's a, to me, I look at probability. What's a probability that it'll happen again? I'll park the car and somebody else, a car will rear end to me and put my car in. What's the probability of that happening again? To me,
probably
very low. So would I do it again? Probably, yeah, to be kind of honest with you. Like, I weigh risk and reward, you know? It was a residential block. It's just something that happened, you know, it happened.
And you had your emergency fund and your insurance, so you were covered. So
I was covered. I paid the deductible. I had to pay the deductible, which is $1,000. So there you go. But, you know, the rest of the cost of the repair was covered.
Okay, well, I'm not going to keep harping on this, but what would the parking lot have cost?
Let's not go there. You know, Matt, are the answer to that, but that's like what you got to look at the long term of it. Like, what have I saved over the years of traveling with this thing?
Your philosophy still makes sense. I'm just kind of harping on it. All right.
Give me number one before we get to the bonus. What's number one?
Okay. So, all right, people.
This one's so suited for you because it's like 5 years away for you. This is what I like, number one. I'm not trying to give it away, but it.
Oh, 5 years away for me. Okay. All right. All right, people. Tip number one in our financial spring cleaning, get your house in order show is plan for your retirement. And Sean is correct. That day is creeping up quickly for me. I see it approaching fast. So basically for this item, our point is for you to review your retirement savings accounts. Consider increasing your contributions if possible, so you can secure a more comfortable retirement. And if you are behind the eight ball and you haven't been saving or planning, well, start, like, get a plan together, maybe find or seek out a financial planner or expert, you know, like a professional, like Sean mentioned earlier, but get started now because it's going to be here before you know it. If you're, you know, if we're all blessed to live to a ripe old age, these years and decades fly by. So start planning, or if you've been planning, review your retirement savings accounts and consider increasing. What do you think, Sean?
Absolutely. You know, I know young people are like, oh, retirement's so far down the road, but it creeps up on you real quick and you want to be ahead of the game. You want to be because I see a lot of people that are heading into close to retirement and they're in this desperation mode. They're in this mode. They don't know what to do. They don't have enough savings. They have to continue to work by force, not by choice. So you don't want to be in that position. You want to be in a position like, hey, if you choose to work beyond retirement, it's because it's a choice. Like, I saw this great video. I don't know, for you old school people, Adrian Dantley. Remember him, Matt? Played basketball.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, Hall of Famer.
Played for the Lakers, played for the Pistons. I know Adrian Dantley.
Yeah, I saw this video. Where an ex-NBA player, what's his name? The guy that went to Syracuse. Oh, God, well, I can't believe he played for Denver. He played for the Knicks. What's his name now? Oh, come on, this is a quiz for you, Matt. He won a championship with Syracuse.
Carmelo Anthony, maybe?
Carmelo Anthony, correct. He said, you know, one of his most inspirational players was Adrian Dantley. Adrian Dantley owns, like, multiple homes, multiple real estate, budget himself
for context. The guy Sean is talking about, I know a lot of these current NBA players make huge salaries, but he's talking about someone who played in the 70s. So
exactly what Carmelo said. And he's one of the wealthiest retired NBA players. And you know what? He's working right now. You know what he's doing? He's a school crossing guard.
By choice,
just to stay busy and because, like, he likes to be active. And I get it. Like, I get it. You know, I understand it. Like, he's active. He's probably meeting with kids, parents, and enjoying himself as a school crossing guard. And I love it. You know, he's just doing what he loves, and he's a multi-millionaire.
Very wise with his money. He lives a humble life. Wasn't excessive.
And exactly.
Just built. I saw that same interview and that same report, Sean. It was very inspiring hearing Carmelo tell that story. Adrian Dantley. Yeah, amazing. Like when you look at the era he played in, a lot of those players that played in his era, and even players who made more money than Adrian, have lost their wealth. And you know, obviously that can happen in any industry, but it's inspiring to see a player who played before all the big money salaries, but he was wise and smart with his money, and now he's one of the most successful ex-NBA players around.
Right. Exactly. I thought it was inspirational. And it's like, to me, I was just on a panel and I was like, you know, I was explaining to the students, like, it's not really about how much money you make. It's about the quality of life you give yourself and then saving something for the next generation. So to me, it's like, you know, we're in this rat race. I need to make six figures. I want to be a millionaire. You know, if a millionaire does not bring you happiness and satisfaction, then I don't see the point. And as you get older, you start to realize that, like, things become more important. Like, you know, I don't want to get sobby, but you know, part of the reason why I continue to do this show, because I get to, it makes me and one of my closest friends and my family member, what I call him, Matt, and I, we have to get together. You know, we have to meet, we have to do this show. And that's more important than any money or any opportunity that this show will bring. Just knowing that it bonds us. This show bonds Matt and I, regardless of how busy our schedule is, because our schedule is so busy. If we didn't have this show, months would pass and we wouldn't really speak to each other. So this show, to me, I look at it as our family bond. Like, Matt's my big brother, older brother, but yes, big brother.
And as you said, this is one of those things that brings happiness. You know what else would bring me happiness, Sean Linda?
What?
A bonus tip. You got a bonus for the people?
Yeah, my bonus tip is quite simple, this one. Continue listening to Two Black Guys with Good Credit. I know you didn't see us for a minute, but we're back in the building. You know, we've been doing this in 2016, so we took a little, you know, refresh, but we're back in the building. Ready to give you great tips throughout the year and ready to make sure that your financial life is there and we care very truly about it and your financial wellness is going in the right direction.
And so, look at it. We came to your house, brought the Windex, the Clorox. Exactly. We're getting that spring cleaning together, getting your financial house tight. So, yeah, keep tuning in, people.
We's in the building and we's back.
Wow. Really, it's not an English, proper English class we're teaching. But anyway, my takeaway on this is, you know, recap all 10 of these. I hope you took notes of these 10 tips plus the bonus. And really, you know, keep an eye and look at all of your financials. I'll just put it like that. And make sure you're spending wisely and take the time to get into the details. Like I always say, nothing changes if nothing changes. So,
and like I say, your money's your money. Keep it in your damn pocket. And we'll see you in a week. We'll be back with more shows for you to listen to and stay tuned and take notes. And I'm Sean Linda, always the better half of Two Black Guys with Good Credit. And I'm out. Peace.
You went up a notch.
I'm showing my high note, bro.
All right, people. Have a good one. Black guys.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.